So this is a relatively long story. I required my grandmother.
这个是我要求我的外婆每隔一天给我讲一次的一个长故事。
And the next day, after my grandma telling this fox story,
第二天，也就是我的外婆讲完这个狐仙的故事的第二天。
Then I require my grandmother to tell me the story about heaven and hell.
然后我会要求我的外婆讲一个天堂和地狱的故事。
In yesterday's
yes, in the evening.
Yesterday evening course,
yes,
already showed.
这个故事呢，昨天晚上的我们的重述课有跟大家讲。
So that was a very short story.
那个故事就比较短了。
So actually, my grandmother never offer any kind of a story, but I always ask this to grandmother, please tell this story.
不是说外婆她主动给我讲故事，每次都是我主动要求说外婆给我讲这个故事吧，给我讲那个故事吧，她就会给我讲。
Only first time she told this two stories from herself.
第一次的时候他是他给我讲的，从那以后都是我要求他的。
This is of course my grandmother's real experience.
这个故事啊，当然其实就是我外婆她的亲身经历。
But she told this story so interesting.
但是他讲这个故事讲得十分有趣。
Sometimes she modified.
有的时候他还会有一些调整不一样的地方。
この隣の奥さんというのが遠くのロシア。
说起这邻居家的太太，她可是从那遥远的俄罗斯嫁过来的。
金色に光る髪の毛に真っ青な目をしていたぞ。
闪闪发亮的金发，还有蔚蓝的眼睛。
Sometimes she adds such things.
还有是他会加这种描述。
You see, as a child, I've never seen.
大家知道，我小时候，我从来没见过那些金发蓝眼的人。
Is this also human, grandmother?
我就问外婆说，我说这也是人啊，她也，她说是的呀，她说是啊，她也是人。
Russia, this.
她是俄罗斯人。
Yes. But mostly, the same sound.
同样的一个风格。So the Hakka said, this customer of the North people in Japan, also very similar to our Northern people in China.
Yes, I think so.
How they treat the other people.
Yes. Very simple, but very kind. Yes.
对，确实非常淳朴，很友善的北方人。And the number one said, maybe the leaf from the fox god can turn into the money or turn into the silver.
Maybe.
So, 说不定会变成银子呢。Yeah, many of them said this conversation between the neighbor his mm-hmm. wife and your grandmother, very, very familiar. It's mm-hmm. actually when we are in the childhood, we always see the adults when they are sending the present to each person. They also do this. No, please, please. Very familiar.
Yes.
逢年过节送礼总是这样推来推去的。And Ding Ding said her son really likes this conversation and mm-hmm. always want to do the role play. Please take. No, I couldn't. This conversation, her son really enjoying do the role play.
Mm-hmm.
And also Haka said her daughter also enjoy do the role play.
Yes.
And the number one says she really wants to tell this story. Mm-hmm. And Ding Ding suggested maybe she can tell a modified version or the mm-hmm. continuous story from this story. There's this Miss Wang in our storytelling mm-hmm. course. She said actually she used to hear a similar story about the fox god in her mm-hmm. childhood. She feels really afraid when she heard in the childhood, but mm-hmm. when she heard your version of the mm-hmm. fox mm-hmm. god story, she find mm-hmm. she become this fear but admiration,
mm-hmm.
this kei, such yes. feeling. So not only the afraid, but also yes, have yes, this yes. respect.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like that too.
对，我也感觉到敬畏，云超。Yes. 对，我也感觉到是一种敬畏。
I had even the certain familiarness, you know.
我甚至感觉到一种熟悉的感觉。
Yeah, so attachment and intimate relationship to the fox god.
所以就是感觉到一种与这个狐仙大人的一种链接，一种联系，And the dancing lady said she in her childhood she have some strange idea about foreigner. She thought foreigner never eat.
Yeah, what a prejudice! What a prejudice!
对，你这个真的是偏见，外国人不吃饭。好，小丽。
You see through this story.
通过这个故事呀。
I learned.
我真的学到了。
In the world, there is something not only something visible.
世界上不仅仅是有一些我们能看见的存在。
But there should be something invisible.
肯定还有一些我们看不见的存在。
Yeah, and we also have to deal with this invisible being.
而其实我们也需要去面对这些我们可能看不见的存在。They also said there are not only this Miss Wang, also the Tenzin lady said there are also many such fox god story in her hometown.
Yeah.
She also feels this admiration, respect, and fear, such feeling to the fox god.
Yes.
And then there this Tabibido mother, she said, she heard in her childhood, the neighborhood mm-hmm. auntie, they are telling the story, the ghost story, mm-hmm. about the ghost will mm-hmm. give sending you the tissue paper to the mm-hmm. toilet, which is so scary. And she was so afraid to go to the toilet in the evening. And mm-hmm. then one time, she could really cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, she get rid of such a mm-hmm. fear of going to the toilet in the evening.
Yes.
And the Tenzin English teacher also said the mm-hmm. adults told her, you shouldn't go outside of the house during the midnight because mm-hmm. the ghosts are wandering in the mm-hmm. night,
mm-hmm.
waiting for the people who then you cannot come back home again.
Yeah.
In the north of China, there are many such fox god story they mm-hmm. are telling.
Mm-hmm. So now remember, as I said,
this story, 大家记得吗? 之前这个故事
didn't read anywhere。
这个故事并不是我外婆她从哪里读到的给我讲的故事。
She just told me。
这个故事是她给我讲的。
You see? So she gave me her love and mercy to me.
所以她就把这样的她的来自她的爱，来自她的慈悲之心带给了我。
So, story is also interesting.
这个故事当然也很有趣。
Yeah, and this invisible being.
而且这个看不见的存在很重要。但是最重要的。
I felt this.
其实。
It's,
是。
Afrel bakari no.
我感觉到了。
The love from my grandmother.
就我来自我外婆的。满意的爱，完全洒在我的身上，倾注在我的身上。
So we still have a little bit of time, so let's go forward.
好，我们还有时间，那我们就继续往下讲。
Now.That was a story from my grandmother.
然后呢？之前讲到了我外婆给我讲的这个故事。
But then I told you, as I told you, my mother divorced my.
就像之前也跟大家提过的一样，我的母亲和我的父亲是离了婚的。
Actually, I felt no any kind of lackness, anything.
其实我。对于这件事情，离婚这件事情，我并没有感觉到我自己缺少了些什么，没有。
But when I started to go to the kindergarten,
但是呢，当我开始上幼儿园的时候
，then other children start asking me.
其他孩子就会问我
，Taka, why you have no papa?
说 Taka, 你为什么没有爸爸呢
？That time was very seldom.
在那个时代啊，离婚是很罕见的一件事儿。
So the children couldn't understand why.
所以
everybody has papa.
孩子们都不明白为什么其他人都有爸爸。
And why Taka doesn't have this?
为什么就只有 Taka 他没有
？So very naive, you know. They just asked me.
孩子们就是很天真嘛，他们就直接问出来了，说为什么你家就是没有爸爸的呢？
So I just have to say I don't know.
然后我这个时候只能回答说，我也不知道呀。
Yes. One day, a little bit, you know, growing up, still in the.
有一天，还是在幼儿园的时候，但是我当时已经稍微长大一点了。
Or maybe it was already after I started going to school.
或者应该是已经上小学以后。
I had somehow the feeling that I shouldn't ask this issue to my mother.
我当时呢有一种感觉，觉得我好像不应该问我妈妈这个问题。
But one day, because friends asked me.
但是有一天呢，因为朋友问了我嘛。
After the school.
在课后的时候。
After my mother came home.
在我妈妈下班回家以后
，That time, my mother started to came home actually, relatively earlier than before.
在那个时候呢，我妈妈刚好又开始比以前能够早一点下班回家了。
So I asked my mother.
所以我就问我的妈妈。
Yeah, a little bit. I need courage.
我还是需要一点勇气的问出这个问题。
妈妈 ，Why there's no papa？
妈妈，为什么没有爸爸呢
？She said。
她说。
Oh, tell you later。
那我之后告诉你吧。
From that evening,
从这一天晚上开始
she started to tell me the continuous story.
他就给我讲一个词连续性的故事。
Or maybe from the next day or a few days later.
要么是隔了几天或者是第二天，具体这个我已经不太清楚了。
Maybe one or two days later, because I suppose she talked with my grandmother.
有可能是过了一两天才讲的。应该是我妈妈跟外婆商量了一下，说这个问题该怎么办。
Or maybe she talks, my mother talked with her older sister, maybe.
也有可能我妈妈和她的姐姐去商量了一下。
Yeah. So before going to bed.
所以呢，在睡前。
My mother started telling me the story.
我妈妈就开始给我讲故事。
There used to be once upon a time there was a boy.
她说，很久很久以前有一个男孩。
His name was Takashi.
他的名字叫 Takashi。
Then I thought.
当我听到这个名字的时候
，Oh, who's Takashi? Is it me?
我就想说，这个 Takashi 他是谁呀？他是我吗
？But my name is Taka, not Takashi.
可是我的名字是 Taka 呀，不是 Takashi 呀。
Takashi has good mother who loved.The child very much.
这个 Takashi 他有一个很好的妈妈，妈妈十分的爱他。
But Takashi doesn't have any papa.
可是 Takashi 却没有爸爸。
And then I thought, hey, this is my story.
我就在想啊，这肯定是我了呀，我的故事。
Yeah, maybe not because Takashi.
可是他叫 Takashi 啊，难道不是？
Maybe there's such a boy called Takashi, also doesn't have any 爸爸。
说不定真的有一个男孩，他叫 Takashi， 他没有爸爸呢。
Or maybe this is my story.
或者这就是我的故事。
So in such way, she, I don't exactly remember how she told me.
所以我也不太记得她。具体是怎么跟我讲的了
？She saw me. She observed me every day.
她每次讲故事的时候都在观察我，都在看我。
How's my reaction?
看我的反应是什么样的。
And decided the contents. What?
然后再决定她接下来要给我讲什么样内容的故事。
I don't even remember if this Takashi's mother remarried with some other man or not.
我都忘记在故事里面，在故事里面，这个男孩 Takashi 他的妈妈后来有没有和另外一个男性再婚了？我有，好像有，又好像没有。
I only knew this Takashi's papa died.
我当时只是在。故事里面知道啊，塔卡西他这个爸爸是去世了的。
Through a certain accident，
好像是发生了一场意外。
She told me this story. I don't know how long.
我也不记得这个故事他给我讲了多长的时间。
Maybe one whole month.
可能讲了一整个月。
Or even more.
甚至还更长一点。
I don't remember, but I
remember. 我不太记得了，但是。
Every day I have this expectation.
我记得我每一天都很期待。
What happens to this Takashi today?
今天 Takashi 又会发生什么事呢
？This is actually very genius way of the storytelling of my mother.
这其实也是我妈妈讲故事的天才之处吧。
Because this boy, Takashi,
因为这个男孩 Takashi
could be me, couldn't be me,
他有可能是我，也有可能不是我。
So I can gradually see myself objectively.
所以，我逐渐可以客观的去看待我自己了。
Through this story.
通过这个故事。
So, from that.
所以呢，从那以后。
When the children ask me why you have no papa,
当其他孩子问我说为什么你没有爸爸的时候
，Then I just said I didn't know if it's true or not, but I just said my papa died through the car accident.
我自己也不知道是不是真的，但是我当时就回答说我爸爸因为车祸去世了。
Then the children don't care. Ah, that's right. That's right. Now,
然后孩子们就明白说啊，原来是这样啊。
Easiest way to get through this.
这是最容易的一条一个回答这个问题的方式吧。
A few years later.
又过了几年。
Maybe I was like a fourth or fifth grade.
当时应该是我四五年级的时候了。
Or right before the middle school.
或者是说快要上初中之前。
My mother told me.
我的妈妈告诉我说。
Taka, next weekend, we go to, to the hot spring place.
下个周末我们会去
my older
东京旁边一个温泉和姨妈一起。
This old sister, oldest sister in our family.
这个我家里面就是我妈妈的姐姐，我的姨妈。
Very, very intelligent person.
她是一个非常非常聪慧的人。
Yeah. Didn't have any child because.
她没有孩子。
She couldn't get any child.
她虽然结婚了，但是呢，没有孩子。
So.She was also for me like a second or third mother.
她对我来说就像是第二或第三个妈妈一样。
So I was very glad to go somewhere together with my mother and my mother's older sister.
听说和要和我妈妈和我妈妈的姐姐姨妈一块去一个地方，觉得非常的开心。
So we went to this hot spring place.
所以我们就一起去了这个温泉。
Yeah, first day we arrive and.
第一天我们就去了呢。
Hot spring, dinner,
然后去温泉泡温泉，吃晚饭，然后睡觉。
So the next day, it was in the morning or in the early afternoon.
应该是在早上或者是下午早一点。
We were in the hotel room.
当时我们在酒店房间里。
And this aunt, Taka, I have
something
to talk with you.
跟我说 ，Taka， 我有事要跟你谈一谈。
And I looked around, and my mother was gone in between. I didn't notice.
结果我看了一下房间里，发现过程中我妈妈不知道为什么离开了，她已经不在这个房间里了。
Then my aunt started.
然后。我姨妈就开始说了
，Taka about your papa。
她说 ：“Taka， 关于你的爸爸。
Your papa is still alive。
说你爸爸还活着。
Now you are old enough to understand what is a divorcing。
现在你已经这么大了，你能明白什么是离婚这件事了。”
Your mother divorced your father.
所以呢，告诉你的妈妈是和你的爸爸离婚了的。
Oh.
哦，是吗？
Please tell me.
请你告诉我。
If you want to see your papa,
如果 你想不想，你到底想不想见你的爸爸？
I let you see him.
如果你想见，我就让你见他。
I have his contact.
我有他的联系方式。
So just tell me.
所以就请你告诉我吧。
You know what kind of feeling I had?
大家知道我当时是什么感觉吗？
Actually, I didn't become to want to see my father at all.
我当时
my aunt told me like this, offer like this.
就算我的姨妈给我提供了这么一个机会，我并没有真的感觉到我想要见我的父亲。
This around 10-year-old boy.
我当时是一个十岁左右的男孩。
I felt really, really thankful to my mother and to my aunt that they have this special opportunity to create.
我当时非常感谢我的妈妈、我的姨妈，他们为我创造了一个如此特别的机会。
To set this very special place.
去选择了一个很特别的在温泉这么一个场所。
And they took all this weekend, actually, so that they will tell me that this issue.
特别安排了，花了这一整个周末的时间来告诉我这件事情，就专门为了告诉我这件事情。
So I somehow decided.
所以我当时
I have good mother and good aunt.
做了一个决定，我有一个这么好的妈妈，这么好的姨妈。
Yeah. Someday I can do something for them.
我觉得我有一天一定要也为他们做些什么。
Yeah. I just told the whole this story, you know, from the grandmother's
所以呢，我其实也就是从我外婆给我讲的这个故事
，and my mother's storytelling，
以及我妈妈给我讲的故事
，and this cocktail announcement from my aunt，
以及我姨妈，就是我妈妈的姐姐，她当时想要告诉我这件事情，专门进行的这次安排
，as one whole family education。
其实这一切也都是我接受的家庭教育。
Education, you cannot finish somewhere.
教育并不是说你在哪里就能够结束这个教育的。
It continues whole the life.
它没有终点，它是
periods.
它是在你的整个人生当中都是延续下去的。
And storytelling is one of the most important elements.
贯穿你的整个人生，那其中讲故事则是教育当中最重要的元素之一。
That's what I wanted to say.
对，这其实就是我想说的。So,
yes,
Dingding said, and now she again understand about from the beginning of the storytelling again.
Yeah.
From your experience, she really could sense the love between the family member.
Yes.
Really touched by your story. And these adults in your family, they are so wise, intelligent, we should also be trying to develop ourselves, becoming mm-hmm. more wise ourselves, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. clever, but wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see, we have so many different environment, different life stories.
是完全不同在不同的环境当中成长的 每个人的人生故事也都是完全不一样的
Happiness, unhappiness
幸福不幸
Lucky, unlucky situation
幸福有不幸有幸运
But everything actually connects each other
其实啊这一切都是联系在一起的
Everything is for that, so that we can learn and
这一切都是让我们学习，让我们为了这个人类的进化做出贡献的。 So Ding Ding said, finally, she could understand, actually, all these years, the most respectful and the person she loved the most is her grandmother. Mm-hmm. Through, now she understands the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one said, because mm-hmm. of you today, she mm-hmm. could rewrite one a horror story for her in the childhood to becoming a story full of love. So she wants to especially thank you for that. She can change such a 不客气，不客气，Johnny. And Ding Ding can try to tell because her grandmother told her the story,
mm-hmm.
but further is that grandmother actually gave her the love that she could connect herself with the story,
mm-hmm.
the spiritual love from her grandmother, give her the opportunity that she could connect to the story. Yeah, this lady, her son did the magic mm-hmm. in our children course.
Mm-hmm.
Said the story actually carries the love and mercy passes on from the soul to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And English just said she also can again feel the love from her father mm-hmm. in her childhood. Her father never hit her. It's not like other father, when they are angry, they will hit their child. But mm-hmm. her father always treat her very tolerant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tabibido mother remembered this story she read by herself
mm-hmm.
is one story her father bought her one, I don't know, picture book or one book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story about the fairy and the human.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. marry with each other, traditional
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Famous traditional story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, from this collection of the one mm-hmm. author write about the fairy story mm-hmm. or the ghost story in mm-hmm. the Qing Dynasty, I think, one collection.
Mm-hmm.
And the English teacher said her father always trying to write the lyric. And mm-hmm. Her father always through the storytelling trying to tell her what mm-hmm. she has been doing, maybe not proper. Mm-hmm. And her father really enjoyed reading the martial arts novel, mm-hmm. like the Kung Fu novel.
Mm-hmm.
And also influenced her. She also enjoyed reading such novel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tenshin lady said, in her childhood, her grandmother always telling her the story.
Mm-hmm.
She still remember such mm-hmm. feeling, listening to the grandmother's storytelling
mm-hmm.
feels really satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And being wrapped by something, by the love.
Mm-hmm.
Covered by the love, such feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And just now you said when mm-hmm. you heard this your aunt telling you they giving you such opportunity,
mm-hmm.
preparing everything for you, you feel so mm-hmm. grateful that mm-hmm. you also decide that you wanted to do something for them if you have mm-hmm. the opportunity. So mm-hmm. What did you later trying to do for your mother or for your aunt, for your family?
So she became very alone.
所以呢，他又很孤独。But
I was very busy. I couldn't.
因为我本人也特别忙，我当时也没有很多时间陪伴他。When
she started to stay in the hospital because she had cancer.
但是后来呢，她患了肺癌，住院的时候。Too
much smoking, maybe.
可能是因为她虽然是女性，但是她抽太多烟了，她得了肺癌。
所以他当时进了临终关怀的这样的病房。 So I took care her about this whole issue. Yes.
所以呢，我在这整个临终的病房去安排他去住院呢，以及去照顾他，常常去见他。For
my mother.
对于我的母亲呢，当我的母亲当时也是在临终的时候，我尝试为我的母亲在临终之前安排了两场音乐会。我当时有一次邀请了一位小提琴家。
I moved her from Tokyo to the Hokkaido.
把这位小提琴家
all my staff and friends can visit her every day.
然后呢，还有就是把我的我妈妈从东京的把她安排进了住北海道的一个疗养院养老院。这样的话呢，我在北海道的朋友们，我的那些朋友们认识的人们都可以时不时的去看她，常常去见她，那这样她就不会感觉到孤独了。
So twice I organized one time violinist concert, one time singer concert.
我为他安排了两场，一场是小提琴的演奏会，一场是一位歌手的演唱会。当时不仅仅是为了我的妈妈，整个养老院的其他的老人也都可以来听。Each
time twice.
每一次都安排了两场演出，一场是只是单独为我的母亲演出，一场是专门为整个的养老院的老人们演出，两次都是这样。
Yes, and my mother,
而且我妈妈当时在一这演奏会演唱会听了这小提琴的演奏会之后，她说
I have long journey，
说啊，我走过了这么长的旅程。
And today finally
那么今天
I may have a time to stop for a while，
终于
enjoy the music，
可以停下来去享受音乐了。
The second time, my mother get much weaker.
第二次呢，我母亲就更虚弱了。
She was lying in the bed and listened to this singer singing.
她当时躺在病床上听这位歌手的演唱。
Then after she heard,
然后她听完以后，她说
，She said one word.
她说了一个词
，What a beauty.
她说多美呀。
So I just tried as hard as I can. The,
所以呢
，these two women can
我就尽可能的尽到了我的努力，让这位两位女士都可以更
life of their death
自然的从生走上死的旅程。
Yeah, Denny, may we finish? I have soon drama rehearsal.
可以，我们结束现在可以吗？可以吗？因为老师马上还要戏剧的排练。
哦，好的，老师结束吧。然后我这边还有一些组织上的事情要跟基础班的同学们说一说。
Okay. 但是红辉，你问的是哪一个啊？当时好像是进化是前面一个，人类的进化是前面一个 evolution， 老师说的是，如果你问的是刚才说的话。 OK, Dingding said you can finish because but they will continue because Dingding have some organization issue to announce.
Yeah,
for example.
Okay.
Yeah,
and this Tabibito mother?
Yeah, I answered before you said we have to make effort because telling the story is also where we try to make the effort for the human evolution.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you want to ask which one, purification or the evolution? Yeah.
Evolution. Okay. Then, thank you very much.
好，那就谢谢大家了。
Yes.
好的，谢谢老师，谢谢青瑶。
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dingding.
Yeah. 谢谢丁丁，也谢谢大家。好，大家继续开会啊。祝大家度过愉快的夜晚。
好的，现在的话，那个就是基础班的同学，就是陪伴孩子心灵的故事课程组的这些同学们，可以稍微留一下，对，跟大家说一下接下来的课程计划。那么第三阶课程的讲述班还有重述班的同学就可以离开了。对，我就接着前面讲一下吧。刚才对，武国春在这个群里面有说到，我们去年在成都演《火中之族》，然后一些我们的一些就是感想这些，其实就是说在咱们的这个故事的课程当中。除了一些是非常新的同学，就是第一次接触老师，第一次了解这些关于讲故事的一些方式方法技巧的同学，那还有相当一部分是跟老师很紧密的学习的同学，就比如这个老师在中国的言说艺术与戏剧传承的这个项目，然后对 老师在这个课程上面倾注了很多的心力去带我们。那老师他是从2014年来到中国的，那其实我们到目前为止也有相当一部分同学是跟老师学习从2014年一直到现在的。那其实关于讲故事还有家庭生活当中的艺术，还有包括面对一些孩子的情况这些我们都有听老师之前讲过，老师能讲很多很多的东西。但是对于新的刚进来的这些同学们来说怎么说呢，从大家提交的这个讲述的音频来看，确实是让人挺担心。然后呢，这里面有相当一部分是一线的老师，然后感觉到就是每天如果都用这样的言说的这种怎么用什么词好呢，就是这样一种方式，目前的这种方式去跟孩子们工作是很不够的。对，尤其是在这个疫情之后刚才老师说到这种就是给孩子去讲故事，然后呢带着这种爱与慈悲，然后还有这种连接，它其实是有，其实是背后需要很多的去磨砺的一些工作。当然在以前的对于妈妈们来说这是比较容易能够做到的，对，我自己也有这样的经验，就是作为妈妈自己给自己的孩子讲故事还是比较容易的。但是当我们作为一个老师面对的是其他人的孩子，尤其是面对好几个十几个孩子的时候，我们就很困难，我们就要去发展一些我们的感觉的能力，我们讲述的能力，才能够去滋养到他们所以呢就是经过就从上一次课程然后到这一次这几天我也去好好的去考虑了一下，也问了一些同学的一些就是基础班那些同学的意见，看他们的想法，然后呢也联系了一些我们就是跟老师已经比较久的，而且也发展出了这种讲故事的能力的同学，也跟老师去探讨了。然后现在呢我们就决定在接下来的课程呢再去增设一项内容。但是这项增设的这项内容呢是大家自己去选择的，对，你自己可以选择去参加也可以选择不参加。这增设的内容是什么呢，就是会有就是在这么几年跟老师学习，然后也积累了一定的讲述故事的经验、言说的经验的这些同学，可能有一两个这样子吧。目前是这样，会去带大家，会组成一个小组吧。我们会组成一个小组这样子，对。然后呢，带领在这个小组里面，这一两位的老同学去带领大家去做言说的练习。还有讲故事的练习，言说的练习就包括老师在第一次讲座的时候，就是6月8日讲座的时候说到的这些很基本的这些home 的练习啦，然后有个国家叫印度的练习，辅音的练习，对，老师也给到了就是很明确的指导，对于就是新入门的学员最重要的是什么当然了，我们就是走过这些阶段的老同学也很清楚，在这方面也有自己的经验。对我自己来说正确的言说的练习，比如 home 那个练习，我自己是摸索了好久我才摸索到一个正确的一个方式方向去做。我在想，如果说早几年有人就告诉我，就能够带我 就这么清晰的带着我一步一步的去做这样的练习，那我就真的不需要花费这么几年的时间才到达现在的这样一个程度，我可能还会更快。对，我就不会再浪费那么多的时间在一些在一些就是别的这种不是那么正确的一种方式上面去。所以就是基于这样的一个想法吧，还有所以就组织这样一个学习的小组，以演说的基本练习还有讲述的练习为内容的一个小组去来去共同学习。那现在这样的一个小组接下来是怎么工作呢？这个现在已经是确定了一个带领的同学，那我们还要再去找一位或者两位能够去再去对，这样可以去共同支持的一些老同学来去带大家。等我们把这个就是带领的团队确认好之后呢，然后再把详细的这个时间啦还有计划然后去跟大家公布，相信会比较快。对，应该会在下一次下周一左右就可以告诉大家。目前能够进一步告诉大家的信息是这样的一个小组的工作的时长大概是3周左右，因为我们这个课现在已经进行到第5次了，那我们还有5次的课程。那在这5次课程当中呢，也希望就是经由我们的这些就是有经验的老学员的带领，能够让大家对于故事对于老师所讲的讲座有更深一点的体会。对，有更深的体会，关键是在于这个体会这方面。好的，关于这个就是关于这样一个计划，大家有什么问题没有？有问题或想了解，有问题或者想了解哪些方面的话，就留言给我，然后我会去跟即将成立的这个小组带领的老学员，我们也共同商量一下，然后对，然后给到大家一个反馈。对，现在是这样子，对，确实也是需要大家知道大家的想法，就是说对于这样一个小组学习的小组有期待吗？然后呢，是不是想加入？如果加入的话，有哪些愿望？因为我确实是发现，大家前面也听了那个雪红还有慧慧的这个讲述的录音，尤其是慧慧她是在她进入这个故事讲述的这样一个学习也不长，她在4月份出去接触，然后呢5月份才开始真正的跟我们进行故事讲述的学习。我稍后也可以发一下慧慧她最开始的时候讲述什么样的。这种共同的学习，这种明确的有人带领这种学习是很不一样的，它能够非常清晰的去让你能够去了解你自己应该往哪方面去调整，你就不会抓瞎。同时呢，一个人学习其实有时候会犯懒，但是整体进去学习的话就有这种氛围，这种氛围很重要，这种氛围的带动之下的话，就是每个人都会对，都有相互学习然后共同去进步，这种氛围我觉得是还是很最重要的吧。我自己也是，如果我一个人自己练的话，我有时候就会有时候隔一段时间我可能就坚持不下去了，但是一群人的话真的那种一群一起走的那种力量，你可以就很有动力每天去做练习。时间是怎么安排的呢？这个也要看一下大家说一说嘛，你们的时间你们觉得什么时候方便嘛，你们也可以说说。同时当然了，最终还要看这个带领的老师，他带领的这个老学员们他们自己的时间。对，这个咱们都一起兼顾一下。红慧，你参加的课好多啊，你的时间肯定有可能撞车的。好的，那我们今天就进行到这里吧。早上挺好的。 对，哦，安排一天哪个时间是吧？对对对，早上是挺好的。对对对，好的，那我收到了。好。对了，然后呢，还有就是今天老师讲到的这个从母乳喂养的精神母乳喂养这个主题的讲座，哦，我想起来了，就是刚开始跟老师沟通的时候，老师他说他作为他本人，他确实是能够从故事这个角度去讲这一层面，但是因为他是男性，他很难从女性这样一个角度再去讲一些。我也发现这个群刚开始的时候，有一些同学问，就是问到这个母乳喂养的一些相关的，其实对这些也是作为一个女性的体验和经验这一部分。当时我有跟老师说到，哦，没有关系，老师你就说嘛，你就从你自己的角度去讲嘛。然后呢，有一些就跟女性相关的这方面的话，我还是可以说一说的。对，因为我自己的孩子，从我自己的亲身经历来说，就是孩子从这个母乳喂养，然后离乳，尤其是离乳这个点还是很关键的。然后再转到他再往后的一些历程里面。对，我是因为在这个事情上有很深的这种感触和经验，所以才跟老师提了这样一个主题。所以在这方面的话，就是从女性的角度去看、去理解，或者想有一些经验的分享的话，大家也可以在微信群里面说一说，然后我也可以提供我自己的经验分享。好的，好，我们今天到这，那我们今天到这里，对，非常感谢大家的倾听，非常感谢同学们，就是争取来去参加直播，好的，谢谢，再见。
大家都死光，大家都死光光。